over to Toronto Police, and then... sent away to a maximum security jail to wait for her deportation to Costa Rica. And this wasn't any ordinary day. This was International Women's Day when this arrest took place. She was volunteering, selling cookies at a table, trying to raise money for the community radio station, and she was picked up. And this is what we're seeing. We're seeing activists like Nzinga. We're seeing undocumented women in our communities, women like Isabel Garcia and her children, who are being targeted, rounded up by immigration enforcement, or made to live underground in fear of detention and deportation. This is why we're here today, because we're sick and tired of deportation. We're here to tell immigration enforcement that deportation is violence against women, that poverty is violence against women, and that as a women's movement, we are not going to stand for this.
Social implications, when there are no shelters, and where the police are profoundly misogynist. This can only be described as a nightmare. And it demonstrates the enormous amount of desperation and courage to decide to flee to another country, to Canada, thinking that it's a haven to be faced with the fear of living without a status, at the mercy of some, I think, pathetic and hostile government official. The aggression of the Canadian border, the horror of thinking of being forced back to a place of terror. Yet the Canadian government has no qualms in deporting families back when it knows that they will be facing enormous danger. For all of their lip service to women's rights, for all of the racist comments about the persecution of women in those developing countries, these officials can send families back to extreme violence and uncertain future without blinking an eye. Shame! Isabel and her children is only one of the cases of women facing this violence, this fear, this uncertainty. And this is where agencies like ours, we see constantly a flow of women who are always afraid. Afraid of going to the hospital, afraid of going to a job, that silently they have to stand aggression and exploitation, sexual harassment, discrimination, because they live in fear. And that we cannot tolerate. nada.
We must stop the state violence that decriminalizes these families. We must tell the government loud and clear that we will defend these women and their right to live without violence and without fear. Thank you.
Thank you, Magali. So we're here today demanding justice for migrant women, status for migrant women, but no struggle for migrant rights can take place on stolen land unless it's a struggle that's happening side by side our Indigenous sisters. So I'm proud to introduce our next speaker. Her name is Doreen Silversmith. She's a member of No More Silence, Six Nations, Cayuga, Forward for Women's Autonomy, Rights and Dignity, and Six Nations Women's Traditional Council Fire. Give it up for Doreen!
My name is Gaya Dainet, which means falling doll in our language. I'm a member of the Haudenosaunee people, people of the Longhouse. I'm Guy Kono, I'm from the Great Pipe people, and my clan is the Wistabi Snipe. And by using my Ongwahoma name and speaking of those other things, I am exerting my sovereignty. I'd like to thank the organizers for inviting me to say a few words here, and thank everyone for attending, all the brave women. I come before you to say what is right for all oppressed people. I come before you with Gunny Kwio, a good mind. And I say, a goddamn good mind to kick Stephen Harper's ass. I can tell you that No More Silence, Forward for Women's Autonomy, Rights and Dignity, and the Six Nations Haudenosaunee Traditional Women's Council stands by 100% all the women who are being abused by immigration and the government and elsewhere. And we say that immigration and the government of Canada has no goddamn right, no damn business going into these shelters and harassing the women, and also in Ryerson here. Shame on you! And who are they to decide who gets to stay and who gets deported? They seem to forget that when their ancestors came here, we were the ones who saved their lives and welcomed them. And we, the Six Nations Confederacy, says that everyone is not illegal and that everyone can stay. They're quite welcome. And the government must remember that this is First Nations territory. We forget that. So we have to get that straight. And I think that's really all I have to say. And I think I made the point here today. And y'all might get that. And get to those who use that. No, it's time. I thank you for listening to what I had to say.
Marching. We need to make sure we're so loud that everyone on the street hears us, that people join us. This is an urgent issue. This is a crisis facing migrant women. Deportations are a crisis. Poverty is a crisis. Violence is a crisis. So let our voices be heard today. Justice for immigrants!
Freedom for refugees!
Justice for immigrants!
Freedom for refugees!